HarperCollins presents The Restaurant at the Heart of the Lakes by Ellie Wood, read by Emma Swan. Prologue. Anna Carlton knew the nickname they'd given her, though no one had ever called her it to her face. They'd only ever addressed her directly as Chef. But she'd heard it muttered in the hush after they'd hastily silenced the radio, when she appeared on shift unexpectedly, even though the rota said she was off. She winced as she recalled it. Despite the furnace-like heat of that kitchen, she'd made the atmosphere feel chill. It had burned like ice on her bare skin when she first heard it. But since the night when everything had changed, she'd become softer, like frost slowly melting in spring sunlight. She was a different person now. When she recalled the boss she'd once been, she shivered. She'd thought being severe, even scary, was the best way to earn her staff's respect. But she'd been mistaken. Nothing good grew in a climate of fear. She'd been so focused on getting to the top, she'd chosen the wrong route. After all, climbing to the summit of a mountain is much easier if you have a strong team around you. She realised that now. But it had taken a life-shuddering shock. Pain twisted her lips as she remembered. She'd answered her buzzing phone, something she always scolded the other chefs for doing, when it rang for the third time in the same minute. She'd pulled it from her pocket and seen the name on the screen, tried to swallow back the terror that sliced through her in that split second. Then, in the middle of a busy Friday dinner service, on a warm summer evening in central London, her life had splintered like the ceramic plate she'd been holding. It had fallen from her hand as she'd taken the call, slipping out of her grasp like a lost last chance. And she'd stood there, for God knows how long, surrounded by the people she spent every single day with, yet who suddenly felt like complete strangers, staring at the shattered moon of pale porcelain on the floor, trying to absorb the news. Chapter 1. What do you think? Asked Danny, the pastry chef, yanking her into the present. Anna's stainless steel surroundings melted away momentarily as the honey hit her tongue. The taste took her back to that big basement kitchen where she'd barked commands at those below her, a real queen bee. She winced. Danny bit her lip. Anna blinked away the memory and broke into a smile. That's perfect. Danny grinned back at her.
Really?
Anna nodded, reached for a morsel more of the just-baked sponge to prove it. Well done, she added, sprinkling deserved praise like seasoning. It had taken her too many years to find the right ingredients for a happy team, but she hoped she'd finally worked out the recipe.
Cheers, chef, said Danny.
She was already cracking on with the next part of her prep, concentrating on the bee pollen ice cream now. But her eyes were crinkled with satisfaction. Anna surveyed the rest of the worktops, watching the hive of activity before her. She took in the hunched shoulders and shining knives, the selection of pans on the stovetop. The chefs moved round each other with steps that could have been choreographed. She glanced at the clock on the wall, felt a small sting of annoyance. Where was the order from the farm? It should have been here well before now. She swallowed down a sigh. The slightest inconvenience could upset the smooth running of service, no matter how well rehearsed the whole show. She'd go in search of the produce herself, speed up the process, she thought, as she left behind the orchestra of cooking noises and stepped out into the blue-skied June day beyond the back entrance of the restaurant. Hester was hers, and that was both a blessing and a curse. She glanced back at the old stone building, a habit, but not one of the ones she needed to break. She felt first a burst of pride that this bustling place belonged to her, then the familiar afterburn of burden. It was the first property that she'd actually owned, a dream she'd worked towards for her whole career. Her own
Sample complete. Ready to continue?